Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, and my contact information is Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com. Our topic today is spirit, and we are all affected by spirits, good and bad. The battle is between evil spirits in high places. We need to be able to discern them, and that's where renewing your mind comes in and also controlling your emotions, because every time we react emotionally, we know that's 99.99% wrong. And so we need to, these are the things that we need to do to elevate ourselves to our highest point in spirituality. All right, a little cosmic weather. Mars is blazing through Aries, creating a very powerful energy to boost motivation and confidence. We need to take advantage of that if you're starting a business or making changes. The sun is shining bright into the planet Pluto, helping us to face our fears and create transformation, moving us to break worn out patterns and bad habits. And if you remember on the last radio show, I talked about 2019 being a year of moving on, separating the sheep from the goats, so to speak, getting yourself away from toxic relationships and bad patterns. So this energy is facing us and moving us. The Pisces moon reminds us to be kind to ourselves. This is an important activity right now. Most of us have been through a lot of stuff, and some of us have waited years for answers, and 2019 will provide that if you haven't given up, worn out. Or so we need to be really good to ourselves, especially if you've been waiting a long time. We will be tested. That you have to understand that you will be tested. There's a scripture that says that that we're tested, and to enter the kingdom of God, you don't enter it without tribulation. So Jesus said, in this world you'll have trouble. So we know that you know, there's trouble out there. And there's another aspect here, after the testing, something that stalled, maybe a dream that might have been given up, or it will suddenly appear. Jupiter forms an anxious aspect with unpredictable Pisces. Unpredictable Uranus, excuse me. And Pisces moon is trying to keep us from not avoiding things. You may have the tendency to want to avoid a conflict, but actually, clarity is present, and remember, we're moving on from things that are not best for us. And our health tip today is about baking soda. Baking soda is an amazing thing. I use it to clean my oven. I heat up the oven, sprinkle down the baking soda, and then clean it with lemon water. You know, your oven should smell like food, not like chemicals. And baking soda may be the drink of the future. Researchers have found that drinking baking soda dissolved in water may keep breast cancer from spreading. Also, they tested this idea. A government grant of $2 million let the University of Arizona researchers use this imaging MRIs to check the acid of tumors. Growing tumors produce lactic acid, and the same substance that makes muscles sore during exercise. When it comes from a tumor, the lactic acid kills healthy tissue to let the tumor grow. Some cancer drugs don't work at a lower acidic pH, but raising the tumor's pH might make the drugs more effective. Previous research shows that cancerous mice drank a mixture of water and baking soda. They had a higher pH around their tumors and less cancer spreading to other organs. They also lived longer than the mice who drank plain water. Experts are waiting for the results of the Arizona study before trying it on people. And, you know, baking soda is a neutralizer. It neutralizes things, and it is absolutely a great thing to do, to gargle with, and maybe drink a little bit if you have stomach problems. So that's our tip for today. And I am going to pray now. Father God, we come to you as we gather today for revelations from the Holy Spirit. We pray that you will give me the ability to reach people with what they need the most in their lives, not necessarily what we want sometimes. We praise you for your grace. We praise you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Okay. We are a spirit, and we possess a soul, and we live in a body. In Genesis 2:7, God formed man from the earth and breathed into his nostrils, and man became a living soul. 1 Corinthians 15:44, there is a natural body, and there's a spiritual body. Our true spiritual body is perfect in every way, and we will be seen in a moment of time, changed to that perfection, when the last trump sounds and the dead shall rise from their graves. My friends, this is sooner than we think. And Psalm 23 talks a lot about God restoring our souls. There is a healing process that takes place when we are born again, believers. This born again process is included in the healing restoration process. Our part, very simple. You just have to believe. That's it. Just believe in the finished works of Jesus. Matthew 5:17-19, Jesus fulfilled the law of Moses. We are redeemed from that law. We only have one law. Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, love one another. That's all we need to do is walk in love. And God will heal our hearts and our souls, and we need to love ourselves first and before we can love anything else. You know, it says, love your neighbor as yourself. Walking in love fulfills that. But you have to be able to love yourself. And there's so many people out there that are very deeply rooted in anger and resentment and hatred, and they, you know, you don't have the ability to love then. Colossians 3:14 says, above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Okay, so let's take some calls here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Tasha calling from California.
Hi.
Hi.
What can I do for you today?
Any messages?
Okay. In the present line, and this is a position, or the energy is showing control. An energy that is putting you in position to be in control of other people, and you know, like delegating and overseeing their work. There's some sadness crossing in the about something that didn't work out for you, but you'll be strengthened there. So I have good news. This is going to be a good year of opportunity, and looks to me like promotion, an elevation. And there's something going on now that's troubling, but and it has your energy just a little bit scattered, but you need to get this message today that you are going to improve, and that
okay.
Your situation is going to get better. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling, and thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Daisy.
Good afternoon.
Any message
you
have for me? Any message would be grateful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Come. We trust the Holy Spirit for these messages. I just work for them.
Okay.
The better part of your destiny is going to start this year. You're going to, you have a lot to look forward to. You're going to see a lot of change. You also are improvement in finances, better money coming in. A little bit scattered over a man in your life, and there is a decision coming up concerning that, but a very balanced relationship is going to be yours this year.
Okay,
that's great.
That's good to
know.
Really
great. I mean, what's the old saying? You have to kiss a lot of toads before you get Prince Charming. You've gone through your toads, and now you're gonna find somebody really good.
Okay, that's good news. I let go of a toxic relationship last year, so the end of last year. So that's definitely good news. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And this is a year of moving on, and you know, bad patterns of dysfunctional relationships. We, you know, a lot of it has to do with how you feel about yourself, and that's what you'll attract to yourself. But it shows that you're coming out of a learning lesson. Your destiny is changing, and so you are going to fulfill that area of your life. It's going to be a good year.
I agree. Thank you. I'm even taking care of myself better. More self-love by exercising regularly, eating right. So I agree 100%. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you. It's always great talking to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, we really do need to take care of ourselves. That's another important factor for this year, being, you know, health conscious and really taking good care of ourselves. Okay, let's move on here.
Hello,
you're on the air. Hi.
Oh. Hi, how
are you? I'm good.
Good.
Well,
of course, I am delighted to speak with you and just wanted to check on 2019 and all that it has in store. But specifically, I wanted to check, of course, on financial and very solid mutual love relationship. So what do you see for me?
Okay, that Jupiter aspect that I was talking about, that's suddenly going to change things and has a lot to do with finances. So this is a year, 2019. I talked about it on the last show when I did predictions. 2019 is a year of where you can reach independence in your finances, where you're comfortable that, hey, I can pay my bills every month. I got a little left over, might be able to have a little fun, you know, or buy something or take a trip. And so I actually see that there's a lot of hope. There is a large material purchase this year, whether it's a car or a home or something. But you're going to be able to do that. And there is definitely hope for financial independence. I have the three of coins, which is financial security. I mean, that's where you feel like, you know, like I said, you can pay your bills every month and you're not sitting there going, oh, my God, do I have enough to pay my taxes? You know, do I have enough to pay this? And actually, there is a large purchase. And now I'll look at your love life. So this is going to be a good year for you. It's going to be a good year for anybody that wants it to be. You know, it's
right.
Done unto us by the way we think. In Proverbs it says, as a man thinketh within, so is he, meaning mankind when I speak man. So you have a very powerful relationship coming up, somebody that you're going to meet through a female. And the introduction comes from a female, and it's very powerful. Financially, he looks good. He it's going to be quite an adventure. He's really going to knock you off your feet, kind of, so to speak. You're going to learn a lot in this relationship. He's a very he could be a leader type person that instructs others, or he could be a teacher, and that's at any level. Could be a college professor, he could be a school teacher, he could be somebody that trains people on, he's very wise, very, very wise, and very temperate. He doesn't seem to have any, you know, he's not out of moderation. He seems to be quite balanced. No huge addictions or anything. So, and this is coming pretty quickly, and it is, the timing is coming up in meeting this person in February.
Oh, good. And I can assume a new person, not one I have met, or is it someone that I
Let me look at that. Well, you know, before you move on to someone new, sometimes you have to deal with something with your past, and there is some indecision about someone that's in your life now, and I think that a choice will be made. It looks new, and it is an introduction from a female. It came up again.
Got it. All right.
But you're still
going to
deal
great.
With this other person. There's something that you can't.
Yeah, there's such great friendship and a connection.
Yeah.
That good, bad, or indifferent, there's just this lifelong connection. And it can be healthy. So
it is very, it is a very strong connection. And this is what you'll probably need to call me during this time, because the person you're meeting is just like, going to knock you off your feet, like I said. It's like, whoa, whirlwind. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
How am I feeling like this when I'm already attached, you know? And it makes it kind of hard on the choice, but I'll help you through it.
Well, understandable. And also with the reality and maturity of knowing there are relationships that are to be maintained and also to move from, so that I get. It is really helpful. So I appreciate
Well, we are
it.
Going
through
a transformation this year. We are being faced with, and I'm not sure why this is coming up, because uh-huh. you do have an amazing connection here, but it hasn't gone forward like you want it to or he wants it to. I'm having a little trouble with that. And that's why this other person's appearing was kind of going to push it.
Yes. Well, and I believe those things or this new person's crossing my path is necessary. So I welcome
that looks
it.
Like it.
It's not,
it sure looks like it.
Yeah.
It's like it's the it's catalyst that goes, okay, we're going to do something or not.
Yeah.
And that's what it looks
help
like
for
to
sure.
me. It looks like,
good.
Well, I hope I've helped you, and I thank you.
Yes, very much, and I appreciate it. Blessings to you, Daisy, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, God bless you, and thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, hi, this is Regina.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
May I get an overview? 2019.
You sure may. Yes, you may. Well, you're moving, you know, you got a opportunity, a choice coming up for you too. And you're moving in a different direction financially too. That's just thrown in there, but and I have the Ten of Pentacles, which Ten of Pentacles is like a windfall of money. You could win some money, you could inherit money. It just comes out of the blue, kind of thing. And so
okay.
you have that, and that appears to be happening spring or early summer, you know, somewhere in that
okay.
season.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a lot to think about where a man's concerned. There is a choice here. Mm. And something, okay. Yeah, something, it looks like in your family might be disappointing a young man. And when that happens, I'm not going to what I'm seeing here. It's not suitable for the radio. You can call me on Keen, and I'll look at it. But it's something, buddy, in your family, and there's a big decision to make there, too.
Mm.
An overview covers a little bit of everything, you know. And it looks real personal. I don't want to get into it on the radio. So,
right.
There will be legal involvement, too. So we'll get into that later. But yeah, there's a lot of action. There's travel this year.
Oh, good. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely want to do it with my kids. Oh. Well, I'll be
with my
kids.
Yeah.
Right.
But you have the money to do it. It's like something that you probably wanted to do with your kids for a long time, and you know, different life got in the way or something, you
mm-hmm.
know, distracted you from it, but you'll be able to do it this year.
Oh, that's great.
It's a good year. There is a mm-hmm. little bit of sadness in there, but we'll deal with that. I mean, life can hand you anything, and you just have to, you don't want to avoid it, you want to face it. And
mm-hmm.
just find the best answer to it. But overall good, it looks good. It looks like some things you haven't been able to do with your family, you'll be able to do.
Right. And you said something about romance. I have to make a decision on
uh-huh.
two guys.
It's a decision. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. a man that you know, for some reason... There's some untrust here. It's like, well, I understand it. I mean, the way the world is so crazy today, it's like, who do you trust?
trust
God.
Right.
yeah. But this is a man. There's something about him, and it may be an illusion. It may not be true. But there's some mannerism or some way that he speaks to you that kind of alarms you, you know, you're like afraid to give your heart to him. So we need to look at that. But there is a chance of you getting married this year or forming a committed relationship. So not everybody gets married anymore, but it's the cards, when you move in together, they marry you.
Yes, you're right.
It gives me the marriage card.
Oh, okay.
So it's an interesting year. Very interesting.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless. Thank you for participating. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello. Are we a listener? Guess so. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy, it's Vicki. How are you?
Hi, Vicki.
Hey, I'm sitting at my desk at work, so I can't really talk. So let's do a general.
Okay.
I may ask one question, but a general is fine.
You're at a point where, you know, it's like the Fool card. Now, it doesn't mean you're a fool. It means that you're standing at a point in your life, and you just kind of stop the patterns and saying, "I want the right thing. I want to enjoy my life. I want the right person that has the same ideas and dreams and that I do." And it seems like nothing's happening because you're being positioned. You're being positioned mm-hmm. to make that change and to find that person. So you have an adventure coming up. Looks really strong for the month of March. And there's and you're being prepared for that. You're preparing yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally. And it's going to be, there is somebody you're going to help. This is a male figure too. And through helping this person, it helps you both to realize what you've done as far as attracting relationships, and it just is really going to be a healing factor for both of you. And there's a real closeness here, and maybe a little confusion about whether it's friendship or love. And money's going to be good. There's
okay.
also a big purchase coming up for you, and you'll have the money to be able to do it. It's going to work out to where, you know, you're not uncomfortable with the terms.
Okay, cool. Because I'm on the, you know, I've been on the fence about getting a car. No, yeah. Let me ask you, the person you just mentioned, is that person much younger?
Let me look at that. Maybe in chronological age, but not experience or intelligence,
mm-hmm.
but in the age difference, yes, younger.
Okay.
But not, you know, very, very, very smart person for their age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I know who that is. Interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
There is a different position in your current job, and there's like training people or instructing people, and more money. So that's coming up too. But you do have a really good adventure coming up, and you know, you're gonna have to decide. But I think you're in preparation for that, and I think you will be able to make this decision. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
All right. If you have trouble,
all right,
call me.
Thank you so much. Okay. Oh, I
You're
will.
You're welcome.
Call
God bless.
You. Okay. Thanks. God bless. Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye. Okay. Let's move on here.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes. I just like a message for upcoming.
Okay.
Reading. Okay.
Okay.
Everyone really appreciates you, Daisy.
Thank you. I appreciate everybody participating. And you know, this is my job. This is what I do. I was ordained to help people, and I get great satisfaction from it. Okay.
I have so many friends that listen to your broadcast, and they have all commented on how you have transformed their lives for the better.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. I just got goosebumps. Thank you. You got a lot to think about. You're at a crossroads. And do I go this way? Do I go that way? Money's a big issue.
Yeah, right.
To get things going for yourself. And you are going to communicate with somebody that cares about you. And this is coming quickly. This is not a long wait. And like I said, 2019 is a year of independence. It's a year of getting independent of bad patterns and maybe not putting things together, the right people. But you are
mm-hmm.
going to get your wish. You are going to move forward. And there's not much in your love life situation. It's more focused on your independence and getting financially independent and getting that all situated, and then a relationship will come.
Oh, wow.
And it looks like summer. It looks like summer.
Interesting.
But it's not your main focus right now either.
Not at all. You're right about that.
You know? And you are going to get the money that you need to do this. And it's real quick.
Okay.
Didn't give me exact timing, but we'll just take that quick, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Next 5 minutes will work.
Yeah, right.
So you just hang in there, and if you need me to help you with making decisions, you are going to have to think seriously. And it looks like more than one person. I mean, looks like it's been feast or famine. You've been in the famine. Now it's going to be the feast. It's like, you know, all of a sudden, hey, all these other people show up with ideas and finance.
Okay, yeah.
More than one person.
I'm glad you said feast. I'm hungry right now, literally. go for
well,
a steak
enjoy yourself,
baked
okay?
Okay.
God
okay,
bless
well, listen,
you, and thank you
so
for participating.
I'll call you on Keen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless.
Okay. You know, our purpose for Christian relationship with God hangs on scriptures. The love that I've been speaking of, walking in that love, such love as John 3:16, not looking for what your love can get you, but looking to give and making a decision to walking in love. Walking in love will cause your feelings and emotions to align themselves with the love of God, and love is the true nature of God. That is His true nature. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions, your thinker, your chooser, and your feeler. And we are tested here. The battle for our souls is between God and the devil. Jesus is our Savior, and He's defeated the devil. But the devil is a master of illusion, and he is loose as far as trying to work in our minds. And if you can just make yourself believe in the finished works of Jesus and look to Him and trust. Trust is the main factor for the kingdom of God. The devil tests us in our mind through our emotions. He uses shame, guilt, unbelief, and fear. These are among the big ones that he uses, and we must fight this battle daily. And how do we combat it? By putting on the whole armor of God to start with and to start our day, taking thoughts captive that are contrary to the word of God. And our focus is to control the things we can control and let go of the things that we cannot control. We each have an absolute 86,400 seconds per day, and we need to make the most of them. We have the power to cast down strongholds. What is a stronghold? That's when the devil suggests to your mind sickness. You see a picture of yourself in a hospital, or worse, God forbid, a funeral. But you see yourself feeling apart or maybe even dying. The devil speaks these thoughts to our mind, and it creates a picture. And when we meditate over it on time, guess what? That picture becomes a reality. First, it becomes an imagination. Then it becomes a stronghold. And a stronghold means a stronghold on us. So we must tear down those strongholds of every kind and deal with the images in our mind. We may be the best Christians ever on the outside, but we must address our thought life on the inside, or the strongholds will manifest themselves in our life. We must develop and instruct our mind, images, imagination on the inside. Take charge of your thought life and take charge of your emotions, and Jesus did the job for us, and you will see complete change. You will see complete change in your life. Okay, I'm going to take another call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Thank you. I'm good.
Any messages you might have?
Okay. Actually, I'm really glad to see 2019. It's like I'm tired of all this old, same old, same old. And it's not going to be that way.
Excellent.
All right. You're burdened about a few things, and one of them is money. There's just too many days left at the end of the check, huh? But
yes.
That's going to change. Yeah, it's going to change, and it has changed right over it. There is a move coming up, and that's in the present line, so that's pretty soon, I would say, probably March or April, or
that
sooner.
Good.
Or sooner.
Okay.
That sooner is in there. Keep saying positive affirmations, because, you know, what we speak over ourselves, well, everything begins with a thought. You know, you can't be tempted by anything unless you think about it first. And so everything begins with a thought, and then us working with our minds and keeping it aligned with the positive energy of the word, because the word is is sharper than a two-edged sword, and it will work if we work it. So we have to stay positive, and speaking affirmations over your life will actually move the process. It will move it forward, and there will be really good results. And we set our pace with our thoughts, and so that's what you have to do. So I'll give you one that I think will help you. I believe that I will experience a new beginning in God. And my calendar for this 2019 January says, it's taken from the book of Revelation, behold, I will do a new thing. Behold means now. Look at it right now. Behold, look at this. I will do a new thing. So God wants to do a new thing in your life, and all you need to do is believe it. And, you know, when you've been stuck in a rut for any length of time, it, you know, wears on you, and you kind of think, you know, you're not going to get out, but you are going to get out. And another good one is, I believe that I will discover, and anybody else can say these are good affirmations. I believe that I will discover the call of God on my life and learn how I fit into his divine plan. Jeremiah 29:11 says that God has a plan for our life, and it's good. Anything that's not good is not from God. The devil comes to, John 10:10, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to destroy your harvest. He wants to keep you broke, busted, and disgusted, down and out, and feeling bad about yourself. That's what his idea, but that's not God's idea for our life. So I want you to believe the word you're receiving today, because the Holy Spirit wants you to move forward.
I believe it. I accept it.
I see better finances.
Wonderful.
Not better finances. Not getting to that week before you get paid going, oh, God. You know, it's going to be like, I have enough. I can be a blessing.
That would be so nice.
Thank you
for all of this information. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for
God bless
participating
you.
With spiritual person. Thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm. I want everyone to pray this prayer with me, whether it's audible or within your mind. Praise you for your work. Praise you for our measure of faith. We will grow in faith. We need to move in life. Right now in Yeshua's name, Jesus, we release through your energy into our lives, and we break patterns of thinking. We break patterns of negative attractions, negative finances, negative health, and we praise you for it, Jesus. And we hope I hope everyone receives this today, because it will change your life. Think it, believe it, receive it. And when you complain, you remain. When you praise God, you raise above your difficulties. And I know it's hard not to. We all need to be able to vent sometimes and let go of things, but just don't hold on to it. You know, when you vent and let it go. Remember, the theme for this year is moving on. So we're going to be moving on, and we're going to have better things in our life. We're going to be able to achieve our goals, and that's what it's about. I'm giving you a lot of things to do today that will help. They are helping me. And, you know, Scripture tells us that when you're trying to live right, or a godly life, when you're trying to do right, that persecution comes. And when it does, you know, that's find you somebody to agree with you. Find someone to pray with you, because two can move a lot more than one can. Okay, let's take another call here.
Hello, Dee Dee.
Hello.
How are you? So my question is, I'm glad. I'm always glad to talk to you, receive your talent from your insight. It's always a blessing. My question with what you just said really targets in the current situation, I am affected by the government shutdown and am, of course, home, waiting, watching, and to see what's going to happen next. I can only remain positive, otherwise I will quickly do otherwise. I look forward to all the paychecks will be returned, received, and all that. How will this affect me, and what can you share with me?
I can certainly identify that because on my job, I didn't get paid for the month of December. I was due to get paid on the 23rd. I didn't get it. And, you know, it affected everything. So, you know, my heart goes out to all of you federal workers who are being affected. I know you're going to get paid eventually, but right now it's not helping the present situation. And as far as I'm concerned, they're acting like kids in Washington, D.C. They're stomping their feet. I'm going to have my way, my way, my way, not thinking about the bigger picture of what the American people need. So our church is praying about that. And let's look at your situation in particular. Balance is the first card. And the struggle that you're experiencing right now is in the passing influence line. So it is going to end soon. It is a destructive energy, but it's crossed by a change of good energy. It is an emotional time. But change is indicated, and I think it will stop soon.
Good. If anything, it has motivated me for the preparedness, the work that I do, I really enjoy. And so it just brought me perspective of contingency. What do I do next should that happen? I know things do change. Change is good. Change can also be stressful.
Mm-hmm.
But this is great help. And the scripture that you have shared throughout this has also been beautiful reminders. So I thank you. And I'm, of course,
good, good. Well,
I will trust in
the
process.
That's the whole idea of this,
and,
you know.
So
God has
great.
Spoken to me about doing this show. And so I now realize, looking at the world, why, you know, we are heading. And a little prediction here, 2019, I believe, with all my study of the Bible and everything, all the signs are in place except for the wealth transfer. And I believe that's going to start happening because there's a lot of aspects in numerology that show that people can get better finances. And I'll tell you what I did, and it's probably the only thing that saved me through this period of not getting paid for a month. Is another little sideline, another little source of income. And it sure helped.
Right.
I sell essential oil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that maybe you'd like to do, or maybe you have a creativity where you could make things and sell them or something. Some little sideline. Just give you, you know, mad money.
And those are the contingency I spoke of. You're right, and those are things that I need to do for myself because it is important to, you know, take care of number one.
Self is very important this year. That one, 20, one before the nine. We need to take good care of ourselves. We need to eat right, think healthy thoughts, and be healthy in our bodies and exercise and do our part. That's our part. You know, our body is a temple of God. It carries our spirit around. It carries our soul around. We really need to take care of ourselves. So, you can't take care of yourself without good money. I mean, it costs money to be healthy.
Exactly. I know. You're right. And
but you're
going to
be victorious over this.
Oh, good. Good.
And
like I said,
there is good news. I think it will end soon. Okay? Keep your prayers up and your affirmations, and you'll see things change.
Wonderful.
Those affirmations
thank
are so
again.
Powerful, I can't begin to tell you.
I agree.
I got up one morning facing negative energy, not getting paid that month, and I walk in divine prosperity. And people were offering to give me money. It's great. You know, so you have to realize that the Spirit of the Lord will work with you, but we have to take the action by speaking good things over ourselves and thinking good thoughts. Okay?
I agree. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
You take care. Bye. God bless.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, that's just it. Basically, it's up to us. Our job, you know, Jesus took all of our sins on the cross, but he didn't take our emotional stuff. That's our job to do. You know, that time that he was grieving in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was saying, "Let this cup pass from me," that was so human because he realized what he was going to have to go through. And at the moment that he cried on the cross when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? That's the very moment that all the sins of the world was laid upon him and God's wrath from the Old Testament was laid upon him. And he felt that separation. So he did it for us. It's a finished work. All you have to do is believe in it. And I'm going to pray with closing. Well, it looks like, wait a minute, I guess I won't. I have another call coming in here. Let's take that. Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
I'd like to do a show. Hi.
Okay. Well, you're one of those people that's been waiting a long time. Don't give up on your dream. Never, never, never give up. It's just that's what the devil wants us to do. So you're finally going to see things manifest, and you're going to be strengthened this year. And you know what? You're going to be able to help people in the future because of the length of time that you went through waiting for your wish fulfillment. You will get it this year. You're going to be people that are struggling, you know, people that you're associated with, maybe that you work with. So you're going to be like a little beacon of light here. Well, we're all children of light. When we accept Christ, his light is within us, and we share his light in the world. And so your major changes is for you this year. In your finances for the better, a different position, and also finding that right companion.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you, God.
Say positive affirmation. I'm a child of God. You know, and as a child of God, you have a right to be happy and healthy. And 3 John 2, prosper, all of those things. You just believe it and receive it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you for calling, and thank you for participating. God bless you.
God bless.
Heavenly Father, as we close this show today, I pray that you will bless each and every person who participated, called in, or just listening. We praise you for your word. We praise you for your divine love towards us and patience. And we praise you for all that we have, and we give you praise and glory. And we ask that you help us with our struggles. And I know the Holy Spirit is patient with us and teaches us and help us to evolve to our highest point in Jesus' name. I will notify everybody of the next show, and I thank everybody that participated and called in, and even my listeners, and everybody be blessed and think good thoughts. Until next time, God bless.